This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County's clerk has fired back at the Secretary of State for investigating a possible security breach of local election equipment. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the clerk spoke at a symposium dedicated to unproven claims of election fraud.
The South Dakota Forum is hosted by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, who's continually claimed, without evidence, that the Denver-based voting equipment company Dominion stole the presidential election. At the gathering, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters claimed the investigation into her office is politically motivated.
When I was on a plane to come see you kind folks and to talk to you out there, guess what they did? They provided a search warrant and raided my office.
Colorado's Secretary of State says someone associated with Peters' office appears to have posted sensitive photos online of Mesa County voting equipment, which is made by Dominion. The local district attorney is also investigating. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A legislative commission is studying how to get more children into early education programs. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
There are about 400,000 children under the age of 6 in the state and 150,000 licensed child care providers. The Office of Early Childhood's Mary Alice Cohen hopes to increase the number of slots by 5%.
The equivalent of opening up a child care center every other day over the course of a year.
Other challenges. 80% of centers currently have a staffing shortage. They cite low wages as the biggest barrier to hiring. Still, advocates say public investment works. The majority of minority-owned child care businesses say they stayed open because of federal help. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Chance of thunderstorms in the mountains. This is CPR and KRCC.